Hello and welcome to the Tipsy Sewists podcast,
co-hosted by
Ellen the Stitches
and Hazel Ann the Machine.
Join us today when we're talking about our favourite patterns of 2024.
So grab your favourite tipple, let's have a giggle.
Cheers. Get your... We are actually drinking today for once.
I know, it's been
Happy New Year.
I meant to be doing dry January.
I know, she failed at dry Jan. We spoke earlier today, right? So it's the 5th of January today. Sorry about our respective coughs, but we can't seem to get rid of them. It's the 100-day cough that's going around.
Horrendous.
So I spoke to Hazel at like 1 p.m. today on Friday the 5th of January and said, do you want to grab some drinks on the way? And she was like, oh, we're meant to be doing dry January. And I was like, oh, okay, no worries then. And she was like, oh, shall I just get one or two drinks on the way? So I didn't even have to do any convincing. Immediately after saying you were doing dry January, you were like, I'll go and pick up some drinks.
I'm only doing dry January because Joe's doing dry January, but I haven't drank anything properly in weeks because I've been so unwell.
Well, it sounds like you're just making an excuse for the fact that you just quit dry January after 5 days. But anyway, better for me.
I didn't really want to do it anyway.
No, why ruin an already shitty month by not drinking? I'm going out for drinks tonight for cocktails, so I don't fucking care.
Okay. Nice. Oh, I'm so excited. So I know it's only like 4 to 5 days into January, and how do we know what, or 2024, how do we know what our favourite patterns are? This is just like patterns we're loving at the moment.
Yeah, and also, can we just clarify that they're not, I think it's really misleading, our title, because I think people are going to think that they're patterns that have been released in 2024.
Oh no, these are just our opinion on patterns that are either existing.
I think it's got to be patterns we love right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should change the name.
Yeah, patterns we love right now.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's change the name. I'm not going to change the intro because too boring. Cool. So this is going to be a nice short and snappy episode because next episode, I'll tell them now, is our much-awaited... I was leading up to it. I was doing like a long like intro and you're like straight away, trend patterns.
I'll give you a drum roll. Drum roll.
Well,
please.
No, you've just ruined it for everyone. So congratulations.
I didn't mean to. I thought you were about to say
the long-awaited trend patterns. Yeah, we're doing the trends. That's it. Next
trends,
time.
Yeah. Like, done.
So that's the long, like, 45-minute episode, which usually it's like an hour and a half, but we did it really fast.
I don't know how we did it so fast.
That's next time. So this one, we're just going to do a fun pattern roundup. So we're going to talk about what?
Patterns that we love.
Why is the Chinese takeaway just emailed me? Oh, okay, it's fine. I was like, what have I just ordered? I thought I just ordered a Chinese takeaway. They were just like, Happy New Year. So we're going to talk about patterns that we're loving right now. Let's start with you, Hazel.
Okay, so a pattern that I'm absolutely loving right now is the Vicky Sews Arlene, which is a super cute semi-fitted jacket with a straight silhouette and a flight flare towards the hem. It's quite long line. I think it's going to sit like around just below my bum level. Cool. And I just look so cool.
It looks like, not in a bad way, this is, don't take it as an insult, it looks like pyjamas.
Yeah, a little bit. It's very, you know, Chanel-y.
Like, that's what I mean. You know, at the moment, everyone's wearing like those satiny silk.
Yeah.
They look like pyjamas, but people are wearing them outside.
Yes.
I can imagine that being made in that fabric.
Could you imagine with matching trousers?
Is it like a cardigan?
Yeah, it's like a cardigan jacket.
What's the fabric?
Well, they've made it in a...
But it's not a stretch. It's not a stretch pattern.
No, it's not a stretch fabric. It has got to be a structured fabric. So they've used tweed for it.
Okay.
So it's... But I don't think it's lined. Is it lined?
Oh, it's very Chanel.
Yeah, it's very Chanel. It's really nice.
Did you already say that? Have I just copied you?
Yeah, you have. Oh, sorry. Don't worry, hon. But I just love it. I think it's going to look so cool.
Because, oh my God, can I just show you some fabric?
Yeah.
Because you're going to die when you see this fabric.
Stop. If you've got a fabric I need to make this, I'm going to be so upset.
Jess sent me this fabric.
God.
And this would be so perfect.
Oh my God, stop it. Stop it. That would be perfect. That's
tell
so
the listeners
nice.
What it is.
It's this gorgeous... No, I don't want to tell them.
Why?
It's this gorgeous black and white boucle check. It's stunning. What colour is that? Is that like a caramel?
It's like...
Oh, it's like a creamy beige.
Do you want to take a photo?
Shot as well.
Just take a photo of me. Ow! So then we can... So we'll remember.
So remember forever. We've got the picture.
Because then we'll post it.
Yeah, we'll post it.
So I was going to make a mini skirt and matching jacket, like a little suit.
And now you're going to copy me and make this, aren't you?
Well, why not?
Well, no.
I'll use your discount code.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Everyone, please use my discount code for Vicky Sews. I'm joking. But yeah, I just love it. I sold that fabric. I did have a perfect
my
fabric.
My beer is twice the size of yours. It's going to take me so much longer to drink.
Yeah, I know, but I also have a Diet Coke.
I don't want to drink when we have our guest on.
No.
So I need to drink that quite quickly. You've
got to drink that in half an
like
hour.
Like half an hour.
Woo!
Really cute. Okay, interesting.
I don't know what fabric I need for it.
Well, I think you need fabric similar to that one. I think you should do a boucle or a tweed.
Yeah, I just need to find the right one. I find them a bit funny sometimes because a lot of them have shimmer in them.
I love a shimmer. You know, that had a shimmer in it.
Yeah, I know. It was quite a subtle shimmer, wasn't it? I suppose maybe I just... thing is, I love a
sparkle. I think you should go to Goldtop Road. They'll have loads. You should do it. We should go together. We haven't been fabric shopping in ages.
Yeah, please.
Except let's go in March for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Should we do a birthday trip? Because you know I'm turning 30.
I'm 30 this year too.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's cool. Do it. I want some stretch sequin fabric. Okay, let's talk about that now, right? So yeah. I, just because, like, so it's my 30th, as I've just said, in March. And so I'm going, like, with my mates on a weekend away. There's, like, 10 of us.
Cute.
But I don't really know what the theme is. But I've... because I think Sam's going to, like, do a surprise theme. But I told Sam I will try and do the theme. But I also, on, like, at some point, I want to wear this dress that's been in my head for so long. And it's a sequin, like, boob tube.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not tight around the legs, so it's like a boob tube around the top half and like the tight to the waist, and then it's like a bit more A-line nice. Skirt midi length.
It's gonna have a split up the back. Well, if it's stretched, yeah. You don't need that.
Well, maybe, yeah, I don't know. Mm. With like the feathers around the top of the boob tube,
feather trim,
and maybe feathers around the bottom.
Just go with the top for now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's too costumey if it's at the bottom. Yeah. And I was thinking of doing it either in like a fuchsia pink, but then I don't know if I'll ever wear it again. And I need to stop making things for my birthday that I never wear again.
Yeah.
But if I did it in a black.
Yeah. Or a navy.
Yeah. Like a darker colour. I think I probably would wear it to like a cocktail party.
Yeah. Or a wedding in the winter.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's too like, look at me wearing sequins and feathers to a wedding.
Very true, very valid.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But so I don't know what pattern to use. I don't know if I can just self-draft it if it's like stretchy fabric, or if I end up not using a stretch sequin and use like a normal sequin, should I just put a zip up the back and make the Charlie bodice, which is the bodice I made for my birthday dress last year that fits me like a glove. That
fits
that.
Really, really well.
So anyway, that I'm on the lookout for that fabric and an idea of the pattern.
Okay. Oh, I wish I could remember which girl it is. She's made a red one recently with the fluffy.
If anyone knows, can you send it to us? Because I really want to know. Hazel said she thinks she knows who's made one, but can't remember who.
I'm 100% sure.
Okay, well, I'm sure someone else would have seen it and will message us.
Yeah, she always makes things for nights out, and it's always in sparkly fabrics and sequiny and stuff.
Apparently Rainbow had a stretch...
yeah,
sequin, but the only color they have left is like gray, and I don't know if I want that.
Well, that could be quite nice though. That could be quite elegant.
Should I show you?
Yeah, show me.
I don't know who it is. Rainbow fabric stretch sequin.
I think I remembered her name.
Have you?
Yeah, it just hit me. Francesca.
Well done,
Francesca Anna, for anyone who wishes to know. There you go.
Oh my god, it's literally the dress I want to make.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And she makes so many really nice dresses.
Can you send that to me? Can you like...
yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, did she just self-draft it?
Yeah, she literally just traces other clothes that she's got to make all of these really cool things. This is a house.
Everything she makes is skin tight.
Oh yeah, it's like an eve. She's like nights out clubbing.
Oh, mint green. Girl. No, I think I'd look like the Little Mermaid.
I also think mint green would just be summer.
Black mini... sequin.
Nice.
Is it going to be stretch? Sequin fabric with some stretch, it says.
There you go.
There's only 1 meter left. Balls. Oh, what other colours would look nice? She did look good in that red.
Yeah, a champagne would be nice, but I don't think you're a very nudie gal.
No, I'm not very nudie gal. Hmm. What else have they got? Light peach. I don't think that's going to look good on me.
No. Rose gold?
I think that's too on the nose. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I think maybe shop around.
Black stretch sequin new. Sequin with some stretch. Yeah, and they've got loads of meterage. That looks see-through.
You'd have to line it. Whatever it is, you'd have to line it because it's itchy. Why is it itchy?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. How am I going to sew through the sequins to attach the linings together?
You have to unpick sequins.
This sounds very stressful.
Yeah, sequins, they never appeal to me, really.
But I wanted a stretch sequin fabric that had like a strong backing.
Okay.
Maybe they don't exist. Okay, sorry. I really, really like derailed
this.
We did
tangent. I want a crisp.
Crisps are pretty loud. aren't they? Why is this? I think our... I think we're quite loud actually today.
That's anyway, good.
Better than quiet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about a pattern that I like, and I want you to try and tell me what it's called because I cannot remember the name of it.
Oh my no, we've done this already this year.
Which everyone loved, by the way.
I know.
I really, and I feel really bad about the description I'm going to give. Okay, so I think the pattern designer is either Australian or American.
Okay.
And she's blonde. And it's like big puff sleeves, quite short. And it's like always made out of, oh my god, this first beer is going to my head. It's like always made in like bright colours.
You're so vague. This is so vague. Is it fitted?
It's like a dress that you'll look at it and be like, I would love that.
Is it Gracie Steele?
I don't think so.
She does some nice patterns.
Is it Gracie Steele?
Oh my god.
No, you need to think more hard.
So do you know who it is?
No, I can't remember. I thought it was called Broomfield.
Oh.
Does that ring any bells?
No.
Brookfield?
Brookers? God. Brookies? By Gracie Steele. Like, she does... She's not really blonde, like though.
Big, it's like a big, puffy dress.
Yeah, but she does do that. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Hazel.
Do you not have her inspo picture? Do you not have a screenshot or something?
No. That's really annoying. I really thought that you would get it from those clues.
What clues? She's either Australian or American. Wait,
what blonde sewing people do you know?
In Australia and America?
Yeah.
None.
Yes, you do.
Do they have a large following?
Yeah.
Is she blonde hair with glasses?
I don't know if she wears glasses or not. But she's not, like, she's very pretty, very like classical. I think she's
Carly?
Not Carly. She's older than that. I think she's got kids. Think she must be in her 30s. I don't know if I've made her up.
I feel like you must have done, because I haven't got a clue who you're talking about.
Why do I think it's called Broomfield? I really think it's called...
Why aren't you just searching your followers and...
No, I think the pattern is called Broomfield.
Oh.
Like the broom something dress. Oh my god. Where do I find, like, things I've saved?
Go there, yeah.
I don't know if I would have saved it. I don't really tend to save things.
I really hope you have, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I've saved this.
Very cool.
The I Am Irma. Oh my god. Is it this one? No. But I do love that one. That's the Valley dress.
Yeah.
So I literally just haven't saved anything.
That is so vague, girl.
I'm really pissed off at myself.
Oh, have you saved me?
Yeah, probably.
I just saw myself. Look.
Where?
Down.
Where?
There.
Oh, yeah.
That's Hazel.
Cutie. That's you. Is it this one? No.
Blair Edie, because that's not even her. I love Blair Edie, though. She's so cool.
Okay, this is actually getting me annoyed now.
I can't
figure it out. Because now we've gone back too far, I think. Oh, I thought it was her for a second. Okay, just can you carry on talking?
Okay. Now we don't know what Elle's talking about. I'm going to talk about another pattern.
I'm so pissed off. There you are again!
There I am again. Oh, look, you're so cute saving my posts. Thank you for boosting that. So I've actually just made the skirt and I'm obsessed. It's by Belline Paris and it's the Alma skirt. And it's so cute. It's a little high-waisted, slightly A-line with two pleats. I love it. I've made it out of a pink and black pinstripe suiting and it's so
cute. What's it called?
The Alma skirt.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I think you look great
in a little A-line skirt.
I love a little A-line skirt. I think going into summer it's going to be so useful for work with like just a t-shirt. Yeah. So cute.
100%.
Hundy peep. I'm obsessed with it. It's so cute. It's got all of like the proper like, it's just a vibe.
It is a vibe.
It's such a vibe.
Love it.
So school skirty, but not school skirty. I love it.
I'm still trying to find the sewing pattern. I actually can't concentrate on anything else.
But I'm kind of obsessed with this like slightly preppy look at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm wearing anything preppy at the moment. I'm currently wearing my Ganni dupe top.
But we love that.
Love that for us.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about an actual pattern that does exist.
Yes.
So I obviously have my fabric from Liberty. The one with, do you remember what it looks like? Do I need to explain it?
Yeah, I think you need to explain it.
It was like Liberty fabric and it's the sun and moon? Nope. Oh my God, I'm losing my mind. This one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the Liberty Follow the Light. And I got it in like the orange and black and red colorway.
Yes, now I remember. I've got it.
And I have been thinking about one I wanted to make for about a year. And I think maybe like 9 months.
It's been a while.
Have you made yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight away.
My grad dress.
Your grad dress was amazing. Why is it not in my colorway?
It's such a nice. Oh, there it is.
And I got it in the Tana Lawn.
Did you? Okay.
And I think I'm going to make the Hazel dress.
She's making the dress.
I think I'm going to make the Hazel dress by...
She's just announcing her undying love for
by
me.
By Veronica Tucker.
This is such a cute pattern.
It's very me. I've been thinking about what I wanted to do with that dress for so long. And I was like, oh, I'll save it for something special. But actually, it's a fabric that deserves to be seen a lot. It's so beautiful. I've never had a fabric that beautiful. Mm. And I just think, why don't I make a dress that I'll wear loads?
Yeah.
And I always wear like my Amphias, my Wilder gowns, like my big like puffy sleeve dresses. I wear them like all through spring and summer. Daytime with trainers, nighttime with heels. Like I wear them a lot. So why don't I make something similar but a bit more elevated?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's.
Do you think it's gonna look good on me?
Yeah. Are you gonna make the short variation?
Well, I'm scared. I don't know what length to make it because my last Liberty dress I made like two weird length and it just looks bad.
Oh, I like that dress. What other lengths does it come as?
So
what we should do is you should have a look at the hashtag and see what other people.
Do you not think should I make a 12 first?
Yes, you've got enough fabric too.
But what should I make a toile out of?
I think it's just one
length.
No, that... Oh, yeah.
It's just a blouse and a dress.
I don't know why I got it into my head that someone had made it a maxi length, but I think I might have just been imagining things. Definitely make a toile.
It needs to be mini. Oh, sorry, I'm just trying to get my phone to show you.
Yeah, because imagine that with, like, your cowboy boots. How cute.
Exactly. How do I... What's the hashtag going to be?
I don't know.
I always ask you.
On Phoebe's account, though.
What, Phoebe made it?
Yeah.
Where? Phoebe Rosita.
Phoebe Rosita.
This one. Oh my God. So her one is so beautiful with Sister Mintaka fabric. I want that length.
Yeah, I think that's the longer length.
No, that's just, there's only one length.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So she's just above the knee.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go, the Hazel pattern. God, I'm loving saying my name so much.
Hazel.
Sewing pattern.
Fewer than 100 posts, like not many people have made it.
See, cute.
Okay, I want to make a toile first. I think I'm definitely going to make a toile, but I don't... That Dini Goosebird has made an incredible version with, like, multicoloured... I know this fabric's from Fabric Godmother as well, yeah. She's made with white cowboy boots. She's made the Hazel pattern, but, like, each tier she's made in a different, like, neon gingham.
So cute.
I'm saving it.
I think you should do that. Have you got any scraps?
I don't think I have any gingham scraps.
Oh, but no, I just meant like general pattern scraps.
Oh, yeah. I have loads of fabric scraps.
There you go. See if you got enough and then match them up and see if there's
Yeah, but I don't think I have enough because it's such a big gather.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. I forgot about that.
I don't know what fabric I'm going to use to make it. Anyway, we're running out of time. Okay.
But I think it'll be really cute. We're not running out of time.
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes.
I know. But I think it'll be really cute. I think
we can finish the episode after if we need to.
Yeah, that's true.
Go to your next pattern that you're loving.
The next pattern I'm loving, I've actually already made last year. And I made a patchwork quilted jacket. It wasn't patchwork. It was just a quilted jacket with like three different types of fabric.
Yes, I remember.
So obsessed. It's the Ayora jacket by Pauline Alice Patterns. And it's just so easy. It's so nice. And I want another quilted patchworky.
What fabric would you use?
Well, I've got a bunch of blue scraps.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've got some gingham. I've got some plain cobalt cotton poplin.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like a white and blue floral pattern. And I think I've got another... I think I've got a dark based blue floral as well.
Cool.
And I'm now wondering if I should try and quilt, like actually...
What, by batting? And quilt it yourself?
And I quilted it myself last time. But no, I meant like actually cut the pieces out. into like little squares and actually fully quilt.
Would you want to, you know what you should do is borrow my quilting book. Mm. I have this amazing book called like Urban, it's just there. It's called like Urban Quilts and it's all like cool new quilt designs. Yeah. And you could copy it. Yeah. Like it's for like, obviously like blankets and stuff, but you could just take the pattern and make it into the jacket.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Just to use them up and like have another jacket.
Yeah. I think that would be so cute. Oh, you should definitely do that. That should be your challenge 2024.
My 2024 challenge.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, maybe.
Excuse me.
I feel like I'd want to, though. I think it would just be nice to use them up. Because I'm not really using them for anything.
Yeah, like, we love using remnants. It's the best way.
It really is.
I can't stop looking at this dress. Sorry, I'm going to go off that. The next one I want to talk about, I'm just going to go on... Sandeep's page because she literally just made this dress.
Oh my god, it's so nice.
And it is the Clara dress by Silver Saga. This is doing the rounds in like my By Hand London like WhatsApp group. Mm. All the girls are like, oh my god, have you seen this Clara dress? It's so nice. And at least Lex said she owns it and she was planning on making it.
Nice. It's so cute.
I love it. Do you want to have a look through the
hashtag?
Ooh.
Oh, it doesn't have a hashtag.
Does it not have a hashtag? Clara dress pattern. And I will have a look online.
Yeah, this is it, I think.
Has anyone else made any, like, cool... Let me just tell you what it is, sorry.
I absolutely love this black version.
It's stunning. So it's inspired by Victorian chemise dresses.
Yeah.
Chemise. But with a modern twist. Features dramatic 3/4 length puff sleeves with elastic cuffs. The sleeves are designed to be worn on the shoulders, but also look pretty off the shoulder. The bodice has two channels with elastic at the underbust and the waist. The A-line skirt has hidden side seam pockets, and it's also reversible. One neckline is higher than the other, and you can wear the lower neckline in the front or the back. Do you know what it does remind me of? That McCall's pattern that all of the young gals were sewing last year.
Oh, I loved that pattern.
That, like, Crafty Pie, Hey So Georgie, Gina Seams, they all sewed it.
Yeah.
It's similar.
Similar, yeah.
But different.
I love that pattern.
Really love that pattern.
I never got it.
Why don't we get it? I might buy it.
I might buy it, maybe.
But also, I really like this.
Yeah.
I think it's just so beautiful, so elegant. It's got all those gorgeous details that you want in, like, a lovely dress.
Oh, I want it.
Check out Sister Mintaka's Sandeep's version because
Sandeep beep.
It's really, really lovely.
So nice. Oh, I want it. I want this pattern.
It would look good on your big boobs as well.
It would. Mm, I want it. Fuck.
So that Hazel just showed me like this see-through version.
I think it's just because it's a cotton voile, which is quite a sheer fabric anyway.
Made by someone called Cosmia.
It's so nice.
Really beautiful.
Oh, I love it. I want it.
Have you got anything else you want to talk about? Because I do.
No.
Okay, so I wanted to finish on Hey So Georgie's pattern that she's just released.
Oh, it's so nice.
The Haymarket scarf. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
How do I find... Okay,
there she is.
So it's so cool. It's called the Haymarket Hooded Scarf. It's a brand new pattern. It's beginner friendly and it's just like this scarf pattern.
It's a hooded scarf.
And it's
sick.
Like, I just basically saw the version that Abby made.
Mm.
What, you know, Tilly and the Button's old social media Abby. Yep. She made a black version what Abby made. She made the black version with the white
whip stitch
and it looked so cool. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I think I have, but can you show me?
Yeah, because I think you would love this version.
I did see Georgie's version and I was like, I am so obsessed. Because also you can sit and do that in front of the TV. How nice.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Oh, I want it. It's lovely.
I think
Georgie, well done. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, well done, Georgie. I think it's... I actually want to see the actual... Is she going to show me?
No, I think...
Is it just on repeat?
Yeah, I think it's just on repeat. Maybe she posted it on her stories. Because I've definitely seen it.
Oh, I've seen it on her stories.
It's very Wednesday Addams.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, anyway, I think I want to make that scarf. Who doesn't want a hooded scarf?
I do.
Perfect when it rains and you don't have a hood on your jacket.
I regularly make my scarves into like a little hood.
Yeah, but I saw on TikTok how to do it, like the cool way, but I've not actually like figured it out.
Oh, it's really easy, actually.
Thank you, honey.
But I love it. I'm so obsessed.
Okay. Woo!
Oh, Dream. I can't wait to sew. I feel motivated to sew now.
Great.
For those
of you who don't know, I set myself a challenge for 2024, and I am sewing 50% of my fabric stash at least.
How many fabrics are you
sewing? So I calculate. Someone's not seen my video that I posted on my Instagram today.
I think I might have liked it and not actually watched it.
No, it's fine. So I wrote down all the fabrics that are in my stash. I didn't use the stash tab, which I would usually use by Yvette because I was filming on my phone, whatever. I just wrote them down on Google Sheets. Mm. I have a total of 40 fabrics in my stash, which is not very much. And 15 of them are remnants, which means I've already sewn them at some point and there's like a meter left.
Okay, that's good.
So I literally only have 25 full length fabrics that I'm going to be sewing. And I'm going to sew, yeah, I'm going to sew 20 things this year.
Fair.
From my stash. But I want to try and do it in the first 6 months of the year so then I can let myself buy new fabric after that. But I'm excited. I've got some good plans. I've already made one thing from my stash and I'm going to try and do it. I'm going on tour at the end of January. So I will be away from my sewing machine 6 days a week. So that's going to make things slow down dramatically. Last February, I sewed one thing last year because I was on tour. And I think that will happen this year. So that will slow me down. But I'm still, that's my aim.
Oh, that's a nice aim.
Yeah, I'm not going, I'm not forcing myself to sew 100% because I think that's just stupid. But I'm going to do 50%.
Fair. I think I'm going to buy fabric when I need it this year.
Rather than hoarding it.
Yeah, because I've got so many fabrics. Like, I've bought fabrics thinking that's gorge and then never used it.
Yeah, 100%.
And now I don't like it anymore. So I'm like...
Yeah, I really enjoyed selling all my fabrics as well. Mm. Not all of them, but I just sold a few.
Yeah, I'm going to try and sell a few more.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. As always, you can follow us on Instagram at the.tipsysewists.
Or on TikTok at thetipsysewists.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, next episode is our trends episode. We hope you love it. Tune in on whatever date, the 1st or the 14th?
14th.
No, 1st. I don't know. One of them.
First.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.